This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm so glad to welcome you here to the Clark Howard Show. Our mission, to serve you and empower you so you make better financial decisions in your life. Today, we're going to talk about where the real bargains are. And by the way, they're usually not online. I'm also going to address something that you may have noticed an uptick in lately, and that's phone scammers that are trying to get in your wallet. Amazon has been much in the news recently, both in positive ways and negative ways. Amazon was embroiled in a scandal where it's shocking that this huge, very successful enterprise got caught cheating contractors out of $68 million in tips. Really? I mean, they had to really conspire to cheat their contractors out of tips that customers had left for them. And who thought that was a good idea? What disturbed me was Amazon only had to pay a fine equal to the amount of money they stole from the workers, instead of having to pay a fine way exceeding that to punish them for the bad behavior. But Amazon is a phenomenon. They just reported unbelievably wonderful sales numbers and decent profits. And Amazon is part of a trend in the United States where retail now has steadily risen and is nearly 20%. Online is 20% almost of retail in the United States. And I know there are people like Krista's husband who would think that Amazon alone is 100% of retail. Because there are people, and I've got a friend who's a radiologist, who Amazon delivers to him more than once a day. Every single thing he buys from Amazon. And it was funny because my friend who does that called me in November because he needed three new TVs. He was moving and he wanted three new TVs. And so he said, what do I buy? What do I buy? And it turned out that the cheapest TVs were, two were at Walmart and one was at Target. And so he said, I don't know. I always order from Amazon. I said, yeah, but you're not going to get these deals on TVs. So he said, well, can I do it online? And he could do these online. And the one from Target, he did curbside pickup like an hour later. And the two from Walmart were delivered, and they were delivered 2 days later. And he called me just shocked. Shocked. He had no idea that you could do something like that somewhere else, and it would actually work fine. And there are these people who just absolutely are Amazon-focused. And Amazon is incredibly reliable, generally. And it's really easy if you're in their ecosystem, that you just automatically just go to it, click one time, do the one click to purchase. And people do that. But the thing is, as was found in an industry survey of supermarkets recently, that Amazon's supermarket effort is the best overall experience people have in the country based on this survey of the big national supermarket sellers, but that price-wise, Amazon came in second from the bottom. I'm sure a lot of that was the cost of buying groceries at Whole Foods, but that's something that's going on right now in retailing that is a very key trend is retailers that are real bargain-oriented and specialize in that being what they're about are booming, absolutely booming, at the same time Amazon is. So if you want the best price, it's not usually going to be online. I realize I muddied that by talking about my friend being able to go to Walmart.com and Target.com, but online.com is a strategy for their physical stores. But there are a lot of others that aren't about online at all. You go to those stores, and I'm reading the numbers on sales growth, and the big sales growth in the country that really doesn't get a lot of media coverage is these stores that are all about low prices. And I read a story recently that's not even just in the United States. There was a story in the Financial Times talking about how this is a trend across the Western world, that discount stores that are megas or discount stores that target very specific categories are the fastest growing part of retail because people do seek out deals. I think about Costco. There were all these Wall Street analysts that for years were saying, Costco's done, Costco's finished, Amazon's going to destroy them. And Costco is having pretty much the best years they've had year after year after year because Costco is so much cheaper than buying from Amazon or other online sellers. Do you know that Costco.com is more expensive than Costco, the store? Because if you shop from Costco.com, they'll tell you the price may be lower in the store. I think they should just say the price will be lower in the store because Costco wants to give the best possible deal to its members, and selling online is more expensive than selling in the store. So when you really want to stretch that dollar, know that it still involves, in some way, having an involvement with a physical store.
I think this would be an appropriate time to read this one from Dave in South Carolina. He says, I came across a poem a couple of years ago that always pops up in my head whenever I hear about free services on the internet. Roses are red, violets are blue. If the product is free, the product is you.
And that is true, which rhymes with the you. And the reality is that when Google gives you all the things they do for free, my computer just, you hear this?
Mm-hmm.
My computer thought I was asking for, and now it's going to do it again, G-O-O-G-L-E, to find something for me. And it popped right up with a list, 70 valuable things you can get for free from Kiplinger, 31 things you can always get for free from the crazy coupon lady. And on and on and on.
Yeah. When you were talking about Amazon, I was thinking at least we don't have an A-L-E-X-A in our house or my husband would really go crazy. Okay. Here's Paul in California.
And by the way, on that one, we got to soon talk about all the stuff with Facebook.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. Paul says, Clark, please point out that free state tax returns are not free in all states. This is a major gotcha, particularly in California.
Absolutely true. And if you go to IRS.gov and you click on free file and you look through all, and about 80% of Americans are eligible, I think it's the percent, are eligible to use the IRS free file program, it will tell you when you look below what states you can file in, and whether there's a fee or not. And several of the preparation services are free on state tax returns, but others you have to pay. And then in some cases, like you mentioned California, you might have to pay in California where other states you wouldn't. So you got to really dial down on that list to find where you get the free federal and free state prep and filing.
Becky's also in California, and she says, now that Costco is closing its photo area and no longer refilling printer ink cartridges, is there a refill kit at home that is worth the money? I see some on Amazon, but the reviews are mixed. We have an HP Envy.
HP is really a problem. HP has put in, under an obscure congressional law that really never had anything to do with printers, HP was losing their key revenue driver and profit center from printers by people refilling their cartridges. So HP used this law that was really about the internet to lock their cartridges. They're using something called DRM, Digital Rights Management. So a lot of people that were filling HP cartridges aren't anymore because they were having too many problems. And if you try to do it yourself, like with links you see on Amazon or eBay or whatever, you're going to find that it's probably going to bring you some real frustration. The reality is Hewlett-Packard's business model is one I don't like. They sell printers at a significant loss and then make all the money selling printer ink at massive thousands of dollars per gallon. And it would be like going to fill up your car and having to spend $70,000 to fill up your car, one tank of gas. It's just crazy. So I'm a big advocate and fan of Brother that has a line where you get the ink basically for free for your printer. And when you need more, it costs like nothing. And then I use the Epson EcoTank series that Krista despises.
I'm sorry. But
right behind me, I've had this Epson for years, and I have never had to, it comes supposedly with 2 years ink, but I've had it longer than that. I've never had to replace ink. And when you do, the ink is so cheap, it's almost free. So the real answer is when that Hewlett-Packard gives it up, don't buy a Hewlett-Packard because of how ridiculously overpriced their ink is. And buy one of these where you pay a real price for the printer, maybe as much as $200 for a printer, but the ink is never going to cost you anything of note. And coming ahead on today's podcast, all the scam phone calls, they have stepped up so much, partially because more people have been at home. I have information about them and how I want you to protect yourself and your loved ones coming up next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here on the Clark Howard Show, we get so many questions from people who either got burned by scams or were close. We took one just last week from someone who almost got taken by one of the most common scam phone calls in the marketplace right now of the scammer world. And that is where you get a call from somebody who pretends to be from tech support from a well-known computer company or antivirus company or whatever, and they use whatever ruse they're going to use to try to get control of your computer and your money. And this one is just ugly. The FBI reports that losses to fraud have tripled in 2 years. And it's working. I mean, there was a Harris poll that found that roughly 1 in 5 people had lost money to a phone scam just in the last 12 months. I mean, that's really serious stuff. And so you need to know that your phone is your friend for contact, but contact can also be your enemy. I think a lot of people who have felt loneliness in the pandemic have been more likely to answer a phone call that they would not have answered in the past. And know this as well, even though supposedly we're not supposed to have a problem with fake caller ID anymore, as best I can tell, it's still as much a problem as it always was. And so I want you to know that unless you know the individual who's calling you, do not answer your phone when it's an unrecognized number, or even if it's from a company you do business with, unless you have made a call to them, and it's likely that's a return call from them, even with a company whose name you recognize that you do business with, let the call go to voicemail. The key with all these frauds is that we answer the phone and then we get caught up in a web of lies from the caller. And before we know it, they have been able to steal our money, steal our identity, or whatever. And it is just so upsetting that these criminals are beyond the reach of the law almost always. And when they do get caught, the cases are hard to present, hard to prove, hard to convict. And then because nobody actually suffered violence, the sentences that judges hand out tend to be so tiny that truly crime does not pay. Or I said that backwards, didn't I? Crime does pay because the criminals don't suffer the consequences when they do get caught. And so the core, the key, is not answering the phone. But that brings up your assignment. Because overwhelmingly, but not always, the people that are getting taken are older. And especially now, older relatives feel really, really lonely and isolated. One of the consequences of the pandemic is that most families have not been able to get together. There are families have gotten together anyway, but the risk is pretty high medically. So most people have not. And then you've got the psychological pain, the loneliness. So it's key that you have a conversation with older relatives, giving them the marching orders that they do not answer the call under the conditions I just gave you. Because there are so many different ways a criminal, once you answer that call, will find their way into your wallet or your life.
Okay, Clark, RJ in New Hampshire says, I'm in my mid-50s and I'm woefully, and I mean woefully, behind in retirement savings due to health issues that have since been resolved. I've been putting 15% into my employer's 401k and they match 5%. My question is, should I contribute only the 5% match and then invest the other 10% of my gross income into another plan, such as a Roth, or should I just stick to the current 15% I'm contributing now? My plan is to raise it to 25% mid-year. Thanks for all that Team Clark does behind the scenes. Your program is a beacon of light.
Well, first things first, thank you for that. But what I'm so excited about is that the health problems are now in your rearview mirror and that you have your health back. You're able to get your financial health in place. And I very much support you, as you can afford to do it later this year, increasing the percent you save. I don't want you to change anything you're doing right now because I love that it's automatic and the money is happening. And if you have access, you didn't say, if you have access to a Roth 401k instead of traditional, I'd like you really to do, unless you're a huge income earner, do all Roth because it effectively will mean you've saved more money. Because the money will never be taxed again, both what you put in and what it earns. The employer contribution will be taxed, but it's good to have that combination of two things. As you step it up from 15% to 25%, maybe that's when you go Roth IRA and open one with one of the ultra low cost companies like I recommend. And, you know, when you can save is when you save. And that's today in your mid 50s. And it might mean you've got to work till you're around 70 in order to have some comfort in retirement. And the more you continue to save as a percent of your pay, it means you've learned to live on less, you're spending less, and you're building up more money, and you will have already started that process of adjusting lifestyle for when you actually do retire. And best to you with this journey.
Wendy in Virginia says, we've had an American Express card for 25 years. It has a $150 annual fee, and its reward points do not offer items we like. We have other credit cards that offer cash back, which we use for most of our expenses. How much of a ding to our credit would we get for canceling the card? We feel like we're throwing away $150 a year.
So if you have other cards and you have enough available credit, there are a couple of strategies you can follow. One is to talk to American Express, because go look at AmericanExpress.com. American Express has a ton of cards available with no annual fee. And you can convert to one of those, hopefully, and that the aging of your credit will continue as it was, and it will not be a closed account. That would be the easiest outcome. Otherwise, do what I call leapfrogging, where you go open a new account with someone else, let's say a cashback card, no annual fee, and then you close the American Express account. But I would start with looking at American Express's website, looking at the available card products that are annual fee free, and then see if American Express will transition you over. If they say, no, we don't do that, that's a new application for credit, say, fine, hang up, go apply for a card somewhere else, and then go back and close that account with American Express before you would face your next annual fee.
Carrie in Florida says, my family will be going on a month-long RV vacation across the country in May. I will need to still work part of the time remotely using my desktop. I'm looking for a truly unlimited and fast data plan that I can use with a hotspot to do this. Do you have any recommendations? I'm currently leaning toward Visible by Verizon, but I want to make sure I'm not missing any potential choices.
Visible is fantastic. I don't recall them offering unlimited hotspot, but if they do, that would be great. I've not seen that before. The other possibility is if you were to look at the T-Mobile home internet that's $50 a month, unlimited, I don't know how well that would travel. Krista, you have the device. How easy would it be for someone to take it on the road with them?
I mean, it's, you just plug it in, but I'm wondering if it, since they only, you know, they only offer it in limited areas, is that because you can only get the signal in limited areas?
No, it's not based on signal. It's a marketing thing and how much capacity they're letting on, where they're trying to make it available to people. So the fact
it would travel well then.
So it's easy. You plug it in and...
That's it. I mean, it's basically, it's the easiest thing in the world.
So if you can get it at your current address of record, the T-Mobile home would be a great alternative. And the Visible hotspot is... It does allow unlimited hotspot, Joel?
So it doesn't say... I'm not sure if it's unlimited, but it says members get a mobile hotspot included with their service. Oh, it says with unlimited data at a speed up to 5 Mbps. So, yeah.
Okay, 5 Mbps is interesting because that would, you'd have some stutter potentially with video, but most normal routine functions you would be able to do at that speed. And if Visible's allowing hotspot unlimited data, then that would be the most streamlined, easiest way to do it. And go look at Visible's service plans, because if you can get together completely unrelated people where each is billed on their own, you drop the cost of your monthly Visible service as low as $25.
And finally, a vent from Brad. He says, here's an interesting consequence of the pandemic. I call on a lot of companies, and apparently they feel like they don't need to answer the phone, and you must leave a message. Do they really think someone's going to call back or leave a message before calling their competition? I can't believe all these companies refuse to pay someone $8 an hour to answer their company phones. They must be losing a fortune.
So I've seen from the American Customer Satisfaction Index something that they have seen as an unprecedented thing in the history of the American Customer Satisfaction Index, and that's that across industries, customer satisfaction is in a steep decline. That companies stressed from the conditions of the pandemic, the effect on their workforces, people in call centers working generally remotely, that the efficiency has declined, the turnover in employees has increased, and the customer no service has really amplified through the pandemic. The real test of things is when we have the pandemic in our rearview mirror, do companies ever really care about customer service again? And right now, they really don't seem to, just like you said. So one place we hope you get good customer service every day is us. And if you are enjoying our podcast, please subscribe. And if you want to leave a comment, do that as well.